愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all this evening.
我们最近读经进度有在读哥林多后书。
Lately, we've been studying 2 Corinthians.
那我们晚上来看哥林多后书的一节圣经节。
Let's look at a verse in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.Verse 13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这里保罗在提到他自己的服事。
Paul talks of here of his own servitude.
他说我如果癫狂是为神。
He said if he's beside ourselves, it is for God.
那我如果是谨守是为你们。
And if I am of a sound mind, it is for you.
服侍神就是站在神与人之间的工作。
Serving God is standing amongst men and doing work for the Lord.
所以服侍神一定会跟人有关系。
So serving God will always have a connection with others.
但是服侍神当然也要站在神面前。
But then serving God is also standing in front of God.
那在这里保罗给我们做一个榜样。
And here Paul gives us an example.
在这一节里面告诉我们服侍神的动机与服侍神的态度。
Here it talks about the stimulus behind serving and the attitude of serving God.
他说我如果癫狂是为神。
He said if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
我为什么服侍？
Why do I serve?
那在教会里面的服事跟在社会里面的服事差在哪里？
So what is the difference between servitude in church and working in the world?
社面的服事有很多的方法来引起人的动机。
Societal work has many methods that stimulate others.
第一个就是钱。
And that is money.
第二个就是名。
That is fame.
第三个就是自我实现。
Thirdly, it's just for yourself.
这三件事情如果放在一起会让一个人癫狂。
If you add all these things together, this will cause a person to go quote unquote crazy.
家庭也不要，有时候健康也不要，有时候最宝贵的也都可以牺牲了。
You will forsake your home and health and precious things, almost your own life.
所以事实上你可以看到很多癫狂的人。
In actuality, you will see quote unquote crazy people.
因为他们被极度的引起动机。
Because they have been led away by these stimuli.
但是当我们站在神面前服侍神。
When we are standing in front of God serving.
第一个我们不是为利。
We're not doing this for fame or power.
第二个我们不是为名。
And it's not for fame.
第三个，我们是仆人，也不是追求自我实现。
We are merely servants. We are not serving for ourselves.
那到底我为什么服侍
？So why is it that we serve?
这里说我如果癫狂是为神。
It says here, if we are beside ourselves, it is for God.
就是说，神就是我服侍的动力。
So God is the reason why I serve.
那如果我们对神认识很深。
If we deeply understand God,
那我们会被他所感动，我们的服事会跟癫狂一样。
Then we will be moved by God, and we will be quote unquote crazy for God.
所以社会上你可以看到很多癫狂的舍弃一切。
So you'll see a lot of quote unquote crazy people that sacrifice everything.
但是教会里面也可以看到有一些人像癫狂。
But then you'll see in church that there are those who are also quote unquote crazy.
就是因为神的原因。
And because it is for the reason of God.
那什么叫做因为神？
So what is it saying when it means it is for God?
我们现在看第五章的十四节。
Let's now look at chapter 5, verse 14. Verse 14, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died.
十五节。
Verse 15, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
这个十五节说，人有两种的活法。
And there are two types of people.
一个是为自己活。
those that live for themselves.
因为我们都是爱自己，我们为自己活。
Because you live for yourselves because you love yourself.
那另外一个就是为神而活。
But then there's another kind that lives for God.
好，那这个为神而活从哪里来？
So where is this origin of those living for God?
就是十五节。
And that is in verse 15.
他替众人死。
And it's because he died for all.
啊，这个就是啊神的爱。
And this is God's love.
好，那在哥林多后书的，如果我们看第八章，讲得更清楚。
If we look at verse 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it says it more clearly.
啊，第八章的第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9.Verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich.
最后一句话说，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
The last part of this verse says that through his poverty you might become rich.
我们大家有没有觉得我很富足？
Have you thought that I am very rich and wealthy?
如果我没有感觉我真的信耶稣以后很富足，
If you have not felt that believing God has made you feel rich,
那我们就会真的感受到耶稣的恩典。
Then actually, we will truly feel His grace and blessings upon us. 因为
我们说，我信耶稣，房子也住了一样，车子也开的一样，工作也一样，我在哪里富足？
I believe in God, except my work and car and house is all the same. Where is the richness in believing in God?
第一个，在他的恩典上富足。
Firstly, it is in among the blessing.
哦，所以我们如果算算看，我们从神得到很多的恩典。
So if we really count, we've definitely reaped many blessings from the Lord.
有今生的，有灵性的。
It's through from our spirituality and also physically.
哦，这是第一个富足。
And so this is the first blessing.
这个富足包括心灵的平安跟喜乐。
And the blessing also encompasses the peace in our heart.
哦，包括我们遇到困难有一个依靠。
It also encompasses that we can rely on Him when we are in difficulty.
包括我们心里有一个力量。
And to allow our hearts to have strength.
这个都是神给我们的恩典。
And these are all the blessings that God has given us.
那第二个富足。
And the second blessing we receive.
就是我们虽然是罪人。
And while we are sinners.
但是圣经应许我们跟神的性情有份。
But the Bible promises that we have a connection with
神的性情
the deity of himself.
那一个人跟神的性情有份，这个人的性情就会改变。
So when you have this relationship with the deity of God, then your spirituality will change.
就是越来越像主耶稣。
You will become more and more like him.
这是一种极大的恩典。
And this is a very great blessing.
让我们的性情越来越好。
Allow our relationship to be close and
better. 越来越正面。
To be even more on the positive side.
因为从神来，一切都是好的。
Because everything from God is good.
那第三个就是来世富足。
And the third is to come and serve God.
为什么人生会虚空？
Why are people so empty?
因为我们空手来，空手去。
Because empty-handed we go, come and then we leave.
那为什么我们来世富足？
Why is it that we come in richness?
因为主耶稣的救恩。
Because of his salvation.
我们空手来。
We empty-handed come,
但是我们不是空手而去。
But we do not empty-handedly leave.
在天上有看不见的富足。
There is a richness that cannot be seen that's in heaven.
神为我们预备的永生跟天国的荣耀。
And that is all that has been prepared in glory and in heaven.
那这一些啊，第九节都是因为主耶稣的恩典。
And this is all because in verse 9 of his grace.
那什么是他的恩典呢？
What is his grace?
下面就解释了。
It explains below.
他本来是富足的。
Because he was rich.
因为他在天上，他是神。
Because he is in heaven and he is God.
那为我们成为贫穷。
And but for our sakes, he became poor.
就是他往下降，成为人。
He actually decreased himself and became man.
在木匠的家庭里长大。
To be in the household of a carpenter.
叫我们成为贫穷。
And to allow us to be actually in poverty.
这样把救恩带给我们。
And to allow salvation to be brought to us.
所以因为救恩，我们就成为富足。
And because of salvation, we have become rich.
我们有一个初信的信徒啊，常常在讲亏欠。
We have a newly believed member that said he felt very indebted.
这是一句非常好的话。
This is a very good phrase.
如果我们对神的恩典有感受
，If you feel that you feel a lot of God,
我们就会有亏欠感。
You will feel that you have owed so much.
也就是说，神给我这么多，那我到底我给神什么？
Because God has given me such a surplus, and I have what have I given Him?
那这种亏欠感就是我们服事的一个动力。
And this indebtedness, it will cause us to serve.
但是我们在信仰上这个亏欠，跟在世界上亏欠又不一样。
But in our spirituality, this indebtedness is actually different from that of in the world.
这世界上如果欠人钱，最好是不需要还。
And so in the world, if you are in debt, it is best that you don't have to return it.
但是当我们对神感觉亏欠感，我们却充满着感激跟感动。
But when we toward God feel indebted, we have this movement to do something.
因为我们知道这是出于他的爱。
Because we know it's from His love.
所以从旧约到新约。
So if we can see from the Old to the New Testament.
凡是对神很认识很深的，都有很强服侍神的动机。
Those who knew God in all things had a very strong movement to do things for God.
所以以赛亚当时的世代。
In the generation of Isaiah.
第一章神在很感叹。
In chapter 1, God.
很感叹说神在照顾以色列人还不如人在照顾牛跟羊。
When God was taking care of Israel, it's not like almost taking care of livestock.
我们照顾宠物，照顾牛，照顾羊，它会有感情的。
We take care of cows, sheep, and other like, and we'll develop emotions to them.
至少看到主人回来，尾巴摇一摇，有时候在面前舔你舔一舔，那会照来照去，你就觉得很亲切。
Just like a master comes back, and then the livestock will maybe wag their tail and draw close to the master.
但是神把以色列百姓从埃及为奴之家带领出来，让他繁荣昌盛。
But God has allowed these people, His Israelites, to come out of captivity and then experience have a lot that He gave them.
但是神人竟然对神冷漠无情。
But then the people treat God in lukewarmness.
背对神，面对偶像。
They turn away from God and they go to idols.
所以当然神很心痛了。
So of course God will be very downtrodden.
那在这个世代，神要用谁？
And in this society, God will use who?
谁愿意被神所用？
Who is willing to be used by God?
因为这是不容易带领的世代。
Because this is a generation that is hard to be led.
那神就显异象给以赛亚看。
So then that is where the visions were through Isaiah to the people.
在圣殿里面。
In the temple.
撒拉佛怎么服侍神？
How does a seraphim serve God?
撒拉佛这个名字叫做焚烧。
Seraphim means a burning of fire.
焚烧就是火热。
It is to be be in fire.
撒拉佛的服事是火热的。
So seraphim's servitude is of fire.
因为天使天天看到神。
Because an angel sees God all the time.
当一个人看到那一位神。
When a person sees this God.
人就会被他感动，人的心就火热。
Man will be touched by God and become zealous.
今天我们离神太远。
Today we are in far distance from God.
所以没有被感动。
We have not been moved by Him.
所以我们服事缺乏动力。
So then our servitude, it lacks that movement.
有时候更谈不上癫狂。
And then we might not even discuss this topic of go to the length of the quote-unquote craziness.
那以赛亚一看到这个异象。
And when Isaiah saw this vision,
天上的神坐在荣耀的宝座上。
The God of all heaven sitting on the throne.
这个都是超越人间的经验。
This transcends all that is known by man.
那神竟然显给他看。
But God actually revealed himself to him.
那神洁净他以后。
When God drew closer to him.
向他呼跟他讲。
And then he said to him.
我可以用谁呢？
Who Can I send?
以赛亚说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
He said, "Here am I, send me."
所以当一个人认识神以后
，So when a person comes to know God and after that,
服事就谈不上牺牲了。
Then their servitude is almost they cannot live without it.
如果我们一直觉得我们服事神牺牲很大，是因为我们不认识神。
If we say that when we serve, we have sacrificed a lot, then we have not known God.
如果我们真的认识神,
But if we really, really know God,
我们觉得这是一种恩典，这是一种机会，不是牺牲。
Actuality, we'll think of servitude as not sacrifice, but this is something we want to do.
啊，因为神是这么伟大，这么荣耀。
Because God is great and He's so glorious.
他是这么的好。
He is that good.
哦，那保罗本身，他曾经被神提到第三层天。
And Paul was taken up to the third heaven.
啊，他听过天国那些隐秘的言语。
He had been among the mysteries of heaven.
他说这是人世间的，你找不到的。
And this is something you cannot find among man on earth.
那他有这个经验以后。
So when he had this experience.
他对世界好像粪土。
He felt that the world was rubbish.
不是世界没有价值。
It's not that the world itself has no status.
世界的价值跟神比起来是粪土。
The status of the world and compared to God is rubbish.
所以到底神有多好。
So how good is God?
我们就想想世界最好，你最喜欢的都是粪土。
So even the best thing that you like in this world is really nothing.
那当神把我们的心带到那里，让我们有充足的信心。
If our hearts can be elevated to that point where it really moves our faith,
我们的服事就充满着动力。
Then our servitude will be full of movement and liveliness.
所以摩西他在一生里面，他同时放弃三件事情。
And so Moses had, there are three situations that happened.
哦，放弃。
Oh, that he gave up three times.
第一个。
First.
王孙的地位。
He was, he had a status of a king.
第二个。王宫的享受。
He also was able to experience life and pleasure inside a kingdom.
那第三个。
And thirdly.
财宝。
And to.
哦，财宝，钱财。
Oh, to be, One that was wealthy.
你想想看，我们今天每个人不是在求这个吗？
And we think today, isn't this what we are seeking for?
钱赚多一点，生活再享受一点，然后开始出名。
To have more money, to be more famous.
但是摩西一天之间可以把它舍弃。
But Moses actually was able to sacrifice these things.
他也是癫狂。
He himself is crazy.
但为什么癫狂？
Why is he crazy?
希伯来书十一章说。
It says in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
二十六节。
Verse 26. Verse 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
27节.
Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
27节说他如同那不能看见的。
He said, he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
什么是不能看见？是神本身。
What is that can't be seen? That is God himself.
但是对摩西来讲，他好像看见神本身了。
But it's almost to Moses seeing God himself.
那一看到神本身，什么都可以放弃。
So if you can see, really see God, then you can give up anything.
那二十六节说，他想望所要得的赏赐。
And so in 26 is that he esteemed the great of reproach of Christ greater riches.
所以变貌山上。摩西、以利亚跟主耶稣去变貌。
So at the Mount of Transfiguration appeared Elijah and Moses.
他没有死。
And he didn't die.
他在神的国发光像太阳。
Because he glowed really brightly in the kingdom.
我们现在教会啊，要找三个全职的工人。
And so now in our church, we're looking for three full-time workers.
一直都找不到。
We can't find them.
最根本啊，就是我们要更靠近神。
And the most basic thing is that we need to draw close to God.
如同看见那我们眼睛看不见的主。
And to see Him, to see this God that is invisible.
对神有亏欠的感。
And have this indebtedness feeling to God.
我们就会看到很多人愿意来服侍神。
And then we will see many that are moved to serve the Lord.
这是恩典，这也是机会。
This is a blessing and this is an opportunity.
所以保罗说，我如果癫狂，这是为神。
Paul said, if we are beside ourselves, then it is for God.
今天我们需要神的爱不断地激励我们。
So we not only need the love of God to stimulate us.
我们现在回来看。
So we will look now.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十六节。
Verse 16. Verse 16, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have... Chapter 5,
刚刚读的13节,
verse 13, for if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
这里说,我如果谨守是为你们,
it says if we are of sound mind, it's actually for you.
在这个世界里面,癫狂跟谨守是不会同时存在的。
And in this world, you will see that being crazy and of sound mind are like opposites.
如果一个人癫狂,
if a person is crazy,
他说,我载你去机场。
He said, I will take you to the airport.
谁愿意给他载呢?
Who is willing to be brought by this person?
他说,你放心了,放心了,我一定很小心开。
He said, I will be careful as a driver.
你也不敢啊。
But you wouldn't want to.
因为癫狂的人,在头脑,在清楚,还是有问题啊。
But as sane as you might be, there is still, this person might still have a problem.
可能还没有到机场,已经到天国了。
But maybe before getting to the airport, this person might have already gone to heaven.
So to
be crazy and of a sound mind, this wouldn't coincide in this world.
但是癫狂跟谨守在灵界里面可以同时存在。
But spiritually to be crazy and of a sound mind can spiritually coincide.
虽然保罗服侍神好像癫狂一样。
And even though Paul was quote-unquote crazy for the Lord,
但是啊,他头脑很清楚。
But his mind was very clear.
他真的是用属灵的智慧在做事情。
He really did use spiritual wisdom to handle things.
这个叫做谨守。
And so this is what it is to have a sound mind.
那为什么要这样做?
Why do we do this?
这里说是为你们。
And it is for you.
那你们是谁?
Who is you?
你们就是哥林多教会的信徒。
You referring to the Corinthian church.
那如果我们回来看哥林多前书,
and if we actually turn back to 1 Corinthians,
哥林多前书从第二章开始,
in 1 Corinthians starting from chapter 2,
从14节,
verse 14,
这里在提到这个教会里面啊, 有三种人,
it talks about three types of people in the church.
或者说我们每一个得救的人身上有三个成分。
Or to say that those who are to be saved, there are three types.
所以为什么需要谨守?
So why is it you have to have a sound mind?
那第一种人是什么?
What is the first type of person?
14节,
verse 14.
哥林多前书2章14节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
这里说属血气的不领会神的事情,这个血气,如果我们看英文,natural man,这个natural man就是说父母生我们带有肉体,就是叫做natural man,就是属血气的。
So natural man is referring to like the flesh of man that was born by parents.
自从人犯罪以后,
so after this type of person,
人已经失去认识神的能力。
So that person has already left this strength or ability of God.
没有办法认识神。
They are not able to know God.
所以这个属血气的人啊,
and those,
有可能他在地上是非常的聪明。
So these natural men, maybe in this world, they are very smart.
但是对神的事情并不认识。
But to things of God, they don't know.
所谓分析道理都是世俗的逻辑。
And those who study the teachings, they are logical.
所以对属世的人来讲是很合理的。
And so for people of this world, they are quite reasonable.
但是因为不认识神,
because these people don't know God,
所以对神不认，所以这个想法的跟神就差有一段距离。
So their thinking patterns are quite off from what is of God.
那一个人要认识神，关键在哪里？
So what is the criterion in allowing one to know God?
不在乎地上有多有智慧。
It is to know that the things of this world are, they can forsake that.
我们看12节。
Let's look at verse 12. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
这里说我们所领受不是世界上的灵, 乃是从神来的灵, 叫我们能够知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
It says, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit from God that allows us to know the things of God.
所以这个属血迹要怎么改变能够了解神的事情呢?
So how is this from a natural man able to come to understand God?
要领受从神来的灵。
And that is to partake of the spirit or what is of God.
那我们心开了就能够明白神的事情。
So if our hearts open up, we will understand things of God.
那明白神的事情以后, 13节。
And after you understand the things of God in verse 13, these things we also speak, not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
这里说不是用人所指教的英语，不是用人的智慧。
It is saying here, not to use man's wisdom.
乃是用神圣灵所指教的言语将属灵化解释的。
But rather it's to use the Holy Spirit that teaches and makes things clear.
这是我们人每个人第一个 第一种有的成分，因为我们是属血气的，对神的事情不是很认识。
And so we have this first type of status, if you will, that we are natural men, we may not know God as well.
也就是说，世界上可能懂得很多，对神的事情无知。
You can say they know a lot about the things of the world, but to things of God, they do not know much.
那第二种人，或者我们所有的第二个。 第二个成分在我们里面
But then the second status that we have inside of us
我们看第三章
Let's look at chapter
3 第一节
Chapter 3 verse 1
跟第二节
And verse 2 Verse 1 And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people but as to carnal as to babes in Christ 2 I fed you with milk and not with solid food for until now you were not able to receive it and even now you are still not able
第三节
Verse 3, for you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?
那这个第二种人呢,叫做属血气的。
And so the first person I said is of flesh.
英文叫 carnal.
Oh, it is carnal.
那这个 carnal 的意思就是罪性。
And carnal is akin to of sin.
我们每一个人多少都有罪性。
So more or less, all of us have sin.
那因为有罪性,
and so because we are carnal and have sin,
所以, 人跟人相处就会有问题。
So when we are interacting with others, we'll have problems.
这里说还有嫉妒纷争。
And it says here there's envy and strife.
那这样不是还是属肉体的吗?
Isn't this carnal?
那这个叫做婴孩。
And these are infants.
没有成长。
They are babes. They have not grown up.
所以这个教会，每个人如果没有罪性，没有除干净啊， 教会里面就会有嫉妒啊，纷争，有不和睦的事情。
If you cannot dispel this carnality, then it is hard for you to draw close to God.
那第三种人才是我们努力的目标。
So in the third type of persons where we need to strive for.
我看15节。
Verse 15 in chapter 2. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
16节.
Verse 16. For who has known the mind of the Lord and that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
这里讲属灵的人看透万事。
It says here that spiritual people judge all things.
那什么叫属灵的人?
What is a spiritual person?
下面给我一个答案。
It gives us an answer below.
他有主的心去教导他。
This person has the mind of the Lord instructing him.
这个叫做属灵的人。
And this is what is a spiritual person.
这就是我们努力的目标。
And that is what we need to strive for.
所以要从 无知或者有罪性的人进到一个 属灵的人。
And so for a person that's worldly and is carnal to enter into this spiritual type of person.
那保罗在哥林多教会他工作的目标就是这样。
So Paul, in the midst of the Corinthian church, that was his motive to accomplish that. There's many problems, no matter how eloquent he may be.
就是因为有属血气的，也有属肉体的。
Because there are those people that are carnal and those who are natural.
所以保罗在哥林多教会啊，他头脑很清楚啊，他说我如果谨守是为你们。
But Paul was very clear in the mind of Corinthian church. He said that if you just observe the commandments.
好，我们先看那到底保罗的谨守在哪里
？So actually, we're referring to this, the soundness of mind. Where is that in Paul?
好，我们看哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter one.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter one.
二十一节。
Verse 21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. Verse 22. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. Verse 23. But we preach Christ, crucified to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. Verse 24. But those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
这个保罗工作的对象有面对犹太人，也有面对希腊人。
So Paul's audience that he encountered were Jews and Greeks.
犹太人跟希腊人对信仰的诉求啊，重点不一样。
So Jews and Greeks had a different motive in what they're looking for in God.
希腊人要智慧。
So Greeks seek after wisdom.
犹太人要神迹。
And Jews request a sign.
那保罗有没有能力满足他们
？Does Paul have the power to satisfy them in this manner?
保罗在加拉马列门下受教，你用哲学理论来讲信仰，他是可以讲的。
Paul was schooled in the ways of Gamaliel. Would he be qualified to do this?
他是可以这样讲的。
He could say this, actually.
希腊人求智慧，这个智慧不是圣经的智慧，是世界的哲理。
The wisdom that the Greeks seek after is actually worldly.
那保罗说他有神迹其实同在，证明他是使徒。
So Paul said that he has
有神迹其实同在。
Oh, he has the miracles and visions that actually accompany him.
所以犹太人要神迹，他可以行得出来。
So he could, the Jews could also see it through the visions and miracles.
这两个他都不做。
But he himself would not do these two things.
这个就是他的谨守。
And so this is a way for him to be
头脑很清楚。
Oh, to be very clear in his mind, a sound mind. Why?
我们来看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
我们却传钉十字架的基督。
But we preach Christ crucified.
那这个传钉十字架对希腊人来讲，这个没有 不合他们哲理，他们就觉得这个很愚拙。
So preaching Christ crucified, this is almost irrelevant to the Greeks.
那对犹太人来讲，也觉得这个绊脚石，他们不喜欢耶稣。
To the Jews, it's a stumbling block.
但是为什么保罗要这样讲
？Why does Paul say this？
是要让人的信在乎神的大能，不在乎人的智慧。
And so it's Christ through the power of God and the wisdom of God, not through the wisdom of man.
我们看第五章第二章第五节，请读。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 5. That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
所以到最后人会信不是因为谁很会讲世界的哲理，所以把我说服了。
In the end, it is people do not believe because they follow the eloquence of those who can speak.
到智慧，我们的信是因为主耶稣大有能力，神的救恩非常有权柄。
Faith comes about through the great and mightiness and the power of God.
所以我接受他。
And that is why I accept him.
我信是因为神，不是因为人。
I believe and I worship because of God.
这个就是保罗谨守的地方。
And that is the soundness and mind in Paul.
这样才能够把人带到神的面前。
And that is how you can bring people in front of God.
所以保罗在哥林多教会，他不建立自己的品牌。
So in the Corinthian church, Paul did not capitalize on things of himself.
如果他用哲理来讲，就是建立自己的品牌，没有人能够抄的。
If he was able to use his scholarly status or his own wisdom, then perhaps people wouldn't truly follow.
这个是世界很普遍的。
And so this is a fact of a matter of fact in this.
但是这个是在教会不允许存在。
But this is not something that we should see as present in church.
我们的品牌就是基督耶稣的救恩。我们的品牌就是主耶稣的救恩。
So our anthem is that we are of Jesus Christ.
这是第一个他的谨守。
And so this is the exemplification of his soundness of mind.
好，我们再来看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's look at First Corinthians.
第三章。
First chapter 3.
十二节。
Verse 12.Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, 13, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work or what sort it is.
这个第十节说，保罗已经向聪明的工头立好的根基。
It says here that Jesus Christ is, or Paul has laid a foundation, which is Jesus Christ.
那根基是什么？
And what is this foundation?
就是耶稣基督。
That which is Jesus Christ.
好，那现在我们要在信耶稣的这个上面来建立人的信仰。
And so on the foundation of Jesus Christ is what we must build upon to build people's faith.
我们就要头脑很清楚。
So our minds need to be sound and clear.
因为信仰的过程一定会有考验。
Because during the duration of our faith, there are tests.
这个叫做活。
This is a living.
但是我们怎么来建立人的信仰？
But how are we to build up people's faith?
让他经过考验能够存活。
How we allow them to test them through fire?
所以这里讲有金银宝石，有草木禾秸。
And so it says here many materials: gold, silver, stones, wood, hay, straw.
有不同的材料。
There's many type of materials.
外表上看起来都一样。
From the outside, they look all the same.
但是火一来就不太一样。
But when fire reveals what it really is,
金银宝石还站得住，草木禾秸全部烧掉。
Gold, silver, and precious stones will last, but wood, hay, and straw will be burnt up.
所以人受洗以后，我们怎么来建立它能够经得起考验
？So after baptism, how is it that we can truly test one's faith?
第一个就是用真理。
Is to use the firstly to use the truth.
入门可能是神迹奇事。
And so to come through the door is probably is a miracle.
但是信仰的根基是真理。
But then the root of the faith really is truth.
要真理，要认识得救的要道是什么。
So to really understand and know God in and salvation, what do you need?
要认识我们信耶稣最后的目标是什么。
And so what is the last purpose in knowing God and having built up faith.
就是回到父那里去。
And that is to go back to the Father.
真理要认识我们教会是唯一得救的教会。
So we need to believe the truth of the fact that we are the one true church.
这样我们的信仰才有根基。
And so that is how our faith will have a root.
才经得起考验。
And then we can go through tests.
所以保罗的头脑是很清楚的。
Paul's mind is very sound.
让人经得起考验。
And allowing people to endure and go through tests.
懂得靠神来走过这个信仰的道路。
And how to rely on God and walk through this road of faith.
好，我们再来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
好，我们先看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 1
第十一节
Verse 11 For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household that there are contentions among you.
这个地方哥林多教会有纷争
So that there are some contentions among the Corinthian church.
那对保罗要非常的谨慎怎么来解决。
Paul has to be need to have a sound mind on how to handle this.
那对当时教会的人来说，保罗变成他们原因之中的一个。
And so, to the people of the church at the time, there was just one that was like of Paul.
所以十二节，我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我是基法，我是属基督。
Because in verse 12 it says that there, each of you says, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos.
如果以社会来讲，我们非常的高兴，有人拥护我。
And from a society standpoint, it sounds like you're saying that someone kind of recognizes me.
对保罗来讲，他都怕得要死。
But Paul was very fearful of this.
因为耶稣的身体只有一个。
Because the body of Christ is only one.
我们服侍神是要让基督的身体合一，不是要分裂。
When we serve God, we want the body of God to Christ to be integrated, not to be separated.
如果我们服侍到最后让教会分裂纷争，我们的服侍已经走错方向。
If we serve to the end and it divides the church, then our servitude is not worthy.
那保罗怎么办呢？
What is Paul to do?
他问三个问题。
He asked three questions.
就把这个解决了。
And that answered it.
我们看十三节。
Verse 13.Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
第一个问题，基督是分开吗？当然不是。
The first question, is Christ divided? No.
教会的基督身体是合一的。
The body of Christ, the church, is together.
第二个，保罗为你们钉十字架吗？
Was Paul crucified for you?
当然不是。
No.
你们是奉保罗的名洗礼吗？
Were you baptized in the name of Paul?
当然不是。
Of course not. 所以
你们是属主耶稣啊。
You are of Christ.
为什么讲我属保罗？
Why do you say I am of Paul?
所以啊，保罗在哥林多教会啊，真的是很谨守。
And so Paul in the Corinthian church was truly of a sound mind.
要让他的服事让教会得到帮助，而不是让他的服事使教会发生问题。
And allow the servitude to really help the church and not to cause problems within the church.
所以我们需要癫狂。
So we need to be quote-unquote crazy.
我们也要谨守。
We need to also be of sound mind.
唱诗。
Let's please sing a hymn.
497.
Let's please sing hymn 497.
好，我们从星期天开始有两个礼拜的青年神训班。
From this Sunday forward for 2 weeks, we will have National Theological Seminar.
感谢主，今年非常多的青年来参加。
We truly thank God for such so many youths to come to join.
这是对我们下一代造就非常重要一个盛会。
This is quite edifying to the next generation of our church.
我们一起来祷告，求圣灵亲自的运行。
Let's especially pray for God to show Himself.
让我们的下一代都能得到造就。
So that our next generation can receive edification.
让我们每一个人在服事上都充满着喜乐跟感恩。
And in the servitude of all, to receive thankfulness and joy.
到最后，我们大家都能够感恩，在主里面来荣耀他。
And in the end, be thankful and also to glorify Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
We pray in the name of